We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up this weekend is something you may want to check out. It's the 15th American Nacha Festival. And we're going to learn more about what that means with Prasanna and Seema Kasturi. They are with an organization called the Surya Performing Arts. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Libby.
First of all, what is Nacha?
Okay. Nacha is a Sanskrit term used for the combination of dance, music, and theater. So Natya specifically means dance, music, and theater combined, one word.
When I was looking at your videos of this upcoming event, I was like, oh, okay, so it's Indian dance. And then it listed all these different dances. And I thought, okay, clearly I don't know anything about any of this. So we need to learn more. So Prasanna, how long have you been involved in this festival and with the Surya Performing Arts?
Surya Performing Arts started in 2003. As a nonprofit organization, and festival started in 2008. So it started in a very small scale, just inviting surrounding cities and local St. Louis dancers. Now it's grown nicely with the help of support from Missouri Arts Council and Regional Arts Commission. We are thankful to them because they are supporting us. We've been able to get people from India also. A few people are coming from India to present their dances, and one of them is a scholar. She's researched quite a bit in Indian dancing, not only just solo performing, which is the main flow of Indian classical dances, from solo into a group production called dance dramas, where you have a big story to tell with multiple characters and lots of people on the stage. We thought it's more entertaining.
Now, Seema, you are also involved, so this is a husband-wife labor of love, and you are an artistic director as well. So you just had a big music festival. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That's right. I am a practicing musician of the Indian classical music form, one of the forms called Carnatic music. So Surya Performing Arts, we promote music, dance, and theater. Usually we perform traditional classical music concerts. So this past weekend or 2 weeks ago, what we had was a combination of coming together of Western musicians. So we had a jazz guitarist, jazz drummer, piano. So that was a beautiful concept of coming together of both forms of music.
Well, the 15th American Nacha Festival is taking place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Clayton High School's auditorium. There's also, what I thought was great, was Nacha Idol. So there are literally dance groups from around the country
competing.
Right. We started this students' competitions like 7 years back. And this is the first year we thought we can take it out of St. Louis. And we successfully did like in six cities, and we got very good response. And those who are selected first, second, third, they are all flying into St. Louis now. St. Louis is becoming a good hub where people are coming inside to have this competition going on.
Well, it's nice to hear that St. Louis is becoming a place for this, because we've been hearing more and more about the growing Indian population in the St. Louis area and how it's the largest immigrant group now. And I'm wondering, I'm a first-generation American myself, and it was, I think, probably disheartening for my parents to realize how little my sister and I really kept up the traditions is that do things like this make it easier, you know, for the next generation of Indian kids to kind of stay in touch with their culture?
Definitely, definitely. With this, Natya Idol specifically talked about, what we have seen is in these six different cities, there are these youngsters who are, you know, like my daughters or second generation. They are extremely interested. They love performing this art form. They've been practicing for 15, 20 years. So, and what we are doing here actually is a great opportunity, and they're also excited. That's the reason they're actually flying in from all these states to be here in finals. So it definitely connects the bridge, and they are able to appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah. Another thing is, you are saying America is a melting pot of many ideas. People come here, they come here for opportunity and also for higher education and research. So they bring not only the science and technology, but also they come with a lot of knowledge of traditions and culture, which has been rooted for many centuries. And for example, yoga is a good example where people are, realizing, okay, doing yoga and breathing is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So dance is also same here. Music is also same here. Dance is, we have so many movements, vocabulary of the movement, which is not in Western part of the dance side. And the way we do the tempos and everything, there's not much. And we could give so much to the Western artists, and they can learn from us. And we can also learn from them. It's a nice thing to say, okay, in this whole world, we have knowledge. We'll share it. So that's what is happening in these festivals.
Well, it's always great to, I think, one of the best events in St. Louis every year is the Festival of Nations, because you get to see so many different cultures on display.
That is correct.
So for people interested, I'd like to see Indian dance. What can you tell us about the event? Is it a ticketed event? Can anybody go? And what kind of crowds do you get?
It's a ticketed event, and tickets are there online at our website, which is natya.org. We normally have mostly Indian crowd because they like to come and celebrate the traditional culture. But we do publicize quite a bit, and we do get a lot of mainstream people coming and watching. Sometimes they are very curious. They want to see what's happening. Most of our productions are in native languages, like from India. So this time we are trying to do, in English, we have the dialogues. So we are trying to communicate with them with English songs and dialogues to make sure, there is a style of dancing, a style of music, which is Carnatic music or Hindustani music, but you're going to hear English dialogues through that. So it's a different thing for them, but a lot of people are enjoying it.
So it's like a three-day weekend. We have various programming on each of these days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 26th, 27th, and 28th. All the information is on natya.org. Tickets are per day. So we have about three or four performances each of these days. And the one he's talking about, where we are trying to use English language so we can communicate better to explain the storyline, that's held on Saturday. Saturday has a good lineup of events.
Natya, NATYA.org is where to go for more information. It's the 15th American Natya Festival. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Clayton High School Auditorium. Seema and Prasanna Kathuri, thanks so much for joining us here on KMOX.
Thanks, Shudabhi.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Be Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.